1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Hopefully it's off to a great start. We had a very busy weekend. Man, it was crazy. Lots of shows that we got into. Lots of great things that we got into. We got to hang out for the Journey Tribute, The Rock Show at Warner Vineyards on Friday. And then Saturday, popped over to Presidential Brewing Company for their big party. The West Side is the best side party, where they people basically got to drink for free. So we were posted up there, gave some fun stuff away, and then went right back to Warner Vineyards, man, for another great show with the Insiders, the Tom Petty tribute. So it was a fully loaded weekend. Very, very busy, but very worth it, too, because, again, we're getting good music back. We had kind of a crappy start to the week last week with that freaking massive storm, but you know, we're still trying to get things cleared up. I know Battle Creek got it really bad, and I was out there, and it's just crazy to see the damage that was done over there. But yeah, you know what? We're moving on, man. We're getting away from that. Hopefully, we're going to start seeing some really good weather here. Don't have to worry about chill advisories or anything nonsense anymore. It's like, come on, we have deserved, after the winter we endured and this stupid storm we just faced, we are deserving of at least 2 to 3 months without any serious damaging weather. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's a guy who is a massive All-American Girls Pro Baseball League memorabilia collection. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can read about this. It's the All-American Girls Pro Baseball League was huge in keeping the interest in baseball alive, because during World War II, when the majority of the high-profile players of the MLB were overseas, baseball pretty much stopped, and the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League really kept baseball alive. Even though it had a bit of a rough start, it ended up going for over a decade, and we saw championships, and there was, you know, even eventually the 1992 film, A League of Their Own, Gina Davis and Tom Hanks, and that's when a big interest came back into it. So there's a Michigan man, he's a Vietnam veteran too, Lee Fitzgerald. He began collecting All-American Girls Pro Baseball League artifacts and memorabilia about 20 years ago as a way to kind of distract from this devastating cancer diagnosis. And he had seen the movie A League of Their Own years before, and he loved it. And he loved, you know, he loves baseball and everything to do with it. So he wanted to pay tribute to these ladies because of what they did for the history of baseball. And you can actually check out these really cool pieces of memorabilia that are going to be on display. You can find out where and when on the 1077 RKR app. I do want to point something out, though, for anybody listening, is that the reigning defending champions is the Kalamazoo Lassies. And I've heard rumors that they want to bring women's professional baseball back. So I'm thinking, okay, well, if you do that, better recognize Kalamazoo Lassies are the defending champions, so you're going to have to take them down if you want that title first. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1983 was the fourth album of Iron Maiden, Peace of Mind, and it was the first album to feature the drummer Nico McBrain, who until just last year remained Iron Maiden's drummer throughout the rest of his career. This was right after their original drummer, Clive Burr, had left the band, and features some of the best production work by legendary producer Martin Birch. If you don't have this album in your record collection, it seriously needs to be in it. Go out, get a copy, and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. Fly as high as the sun. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. As we start getting warmer weather ahead of us, ice cream places are going to be super busy, man. I know Frosty Boy down the road, all the ice cream places are going to be jam-packed, as well as stores are going to be fully stocked with ice cream. Unfortunately, some of the biggest brands that are sold in Michigan, there's a massive recall on 3-gallon tubs on 4 or 5 different ice cream makers. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, there's been a massive recall. Over 17,000 tubs have been recalled because they're saying that plastic are in these ice cream tubs. Now, if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, we have a link to the full list from the FDA because the FDA released this list. There's way too many to list here because there's 22 different varieties of ice cream that may have plastic in them. So there's the SKU number as well there, so you can just double check your freezer because if you've got the same kind of ice cream, there probably won't be a fear of there being plastic in it if it doesn't fall within the proper date. That's why I said there's a link to the FDA site you can check there just to make sure that you don't have ice cream that has some plastic in it. You don't want to swallow that. That would not be a good way to go out. But right now, I want you to hit me up 978-1077. You know, Superman ice cream is iconic in Michigan. I want to know what your favorite kind of ice cream is. My go-to is Oreo flurries. Like, I always want to try something else. Every once in a while, I'll do Butterfinger as well. But let me know, 978-1077, what is your guilty pleasure when it comes to ice cream? 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's a fun new attraction that's going to be opening up this summer in Battle Creek. It's called Astro Fun World. And if you open up your 107.7 RKR app, you can get a first look at this place now. There's a bunch of pictures as they're getting ready to open this either in June or July. And it's going to be at 6100 B Drive North in Battle Creek. This place looks like a lot of fun. Indoor electric go-karts, laser tag, mini golf. There's a ninja course, which I'm really excited about. Virtual reality rides and a whole bunch more. There's a bunch of arcades. There's so much in store for this place. This is exactly what we need in Southwest Michigan, man. More fun stuff to do with the family, especially in Battle Creek, too. I love the fact that Battle Creek's going to get something really fun to do because we need to bring it back to the creek, man. That's what I'm saying. I love hanging out in Battle Creek. And this place looks sick. So your first look at Astro Fun World before they open up, possibly next month on the 107.7 RKR app. Check these photos out. Hit me up. Let me know what you think of this. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So when I was coming back from, I think it was a Friday night, I was coming back from Warner Vineyards. I was on Stadium. It took me forever to get home. I swear, there's so much construction going on right now. It was happening on 94, and then I tried cutting through the back roads to go to Mattawan, and it was like there was construction there, so it was just wild. It took me forever to finally get back to Kalamazoo. When I did, it was all worth it because I saw something that was freaking hilarious. Somebody, I don't know who, was driving around in this tiny little red vehicle. I don't even know what this thing was. It could have been a bike. It could have been like one of those tandem bikes where like you're like seated, but it looked like it almost looked like a bobsled. And they were driving it on Howard across the road. They had basically driven across Stadium on Howard. They were going uphill. I was laughing my butt off. I took a video of this thing. It looked like a little kid, like a little thing that a kid would ride at McDonald's or something. But I think it was legal because I'm opening up the 107.7 RKR app and I'm looking at this story about three vehicles that are banned from you driving on Michigan roads. I didn't realize there are three different kinds of vehicles that you're not allowed to drive on Michigan roads, one of which I have definitely seen before. But whatever this guy was driving on Howard was one of the funniest things I have ever seen. And I guess apparently it's not illegal. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We are happy to have Chris Turner from BC Pizza back in the studio. This past Friday, he joined us for Workplace of the Week. And we got to give a shout out to Roberts Bros Excavating in Three Rivers. They are our new Workplace of the Week. Our good buddy Zach Meyer got in and got registered. And because of that, we're going to be throwing them a pizza party this week. If you want to win a pizza party for your company because you jammed the rocker at work, it's simple. Click that Workplace button on the 107.7 RKR app, WRKR.com. You get signed up this Friday. Chris will be back in the studio. We will announce our new Workplace of the Week.